What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome or welcome back to a coming-of-age movie. And last week, we had senior and junior prom.
Yes, so we are currently in the car. We're going to go pick up my boyfriend right now, and we're all going to tell our stories and our experiences from prom and things that we wish were done differently. Okay, let's go. So, We're currently driving to Daniel's house. Name reveal, I guess. I don't know.
You guys have met him before.
Yeah, he's been on. You probably put that together if you're like a big fan. Probably not a big fan. Anyway, so before we get to his house, I thought we need to talk about like the makeup hair experience because he can't talk about that. So Let's just start with that. For senior prom, we had some like scheduling issues. Our makeup artist, who we talked about in prom part one, if you haven't listened to that, go listen to it. Our makeup artist, who we were gonna work with, needed to like move stuff around, and so we needed to get our makeup done at like 12:30 when prom was at 7, and Julie also had a hair appointment at 12:30, so it was just like a bunch of
everything was scheduled so incorrectly, and it was such like a fun experience to like try and figure it all out.
It was not fun at all. It was actually very stressful. Like it was the night before trying to figure out when makeup was gonna happen and like how to keep the makeup on for six hours. It was very difficult,
and that was just like the 7 hours like before, not even including like actually at the prom.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
we had to keep everything perfect for the pictures, and then we're after pictures like actually like going to the prom.
Yeah, and I still like wasn't really sure if I was gonna keep my hair appointment or not. I don't know if I, but when we recorded part one, did I still have the hair appointment? I don't know.
Do you want to hear some funny story?
Yeah,
so when I was getting my hair done, we were talking to the lady who was like doing my hair, and that place had been the same place that Kira had scheduled to get her hair done. And I was talking, and I was showing the lady who was doing my hair, like, pictures that Kira was sending me of her makeup being done. And the lady just goes, oh, well, if she wants to get her hair done, you know, we just had a cancellation. And I couldn't tell her that, oh, yeah, she was the cancellation. So I was like, oh, yeah, she's, like, very, like, picky about her hair. She gets, like, her hair look, so she's gonna get it on her own.
That is very funny.
I don't know if I told you that story yet, if that was kind of funny.
That is very funny, actually. Yeah, so I canceled it because I got a little bit nervous because my hair's kind of weird. Like, it's not like, oh, I don't have such unique hair, but it's just, like, the texture's kind of weird and, like, the cut. Like, I have, like, kind of curtain bangs, but they're kind of long, so there's a very, very specific way I like to style them. Like, I never like how other people do them. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it myself because, like, I am able to curl my hair, and that's all I really wanted to do. And so I just did it myself, and I was really happy with how it came out. So that's okay. Anyway, so let's, like, talk about the makeup a little bit. So at 12:30, I went to Julia's house while she was getting her hair done. So I was there by myself. And I had my inspiration pictures and everything, and our makeup artist, oh my god, she's like the best.
Should we shout her out?
I'm scared because we're gonna like dox ourselves a little bit.
Oh, that's true.
Her name was Vanessa, I will say that, I guess.
Yeah, right?
Maybe Vanessa. Yeah, she's awesome. She's like Julia's sister's friend's old babysitter.
Yeah.
So we love her. But she was like, I loved her because she asked me what I wanted, kind of. Like, not just like, oh, here's a picture, okay, I'm gonna do it. She was like, oh, how do you usually fill in your brows? Do you usually use contour? Do you whatever? Because, or like, oh, like, what kind of, you know, do you want these really long eyelashes, or do you want like the short? Yeah, because I feel like a big thing that people mess up with prom is getting too much makeup when they don't usually wear makeup.
And right.
Like, I wear makeup, but not like a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
Like crazy dark eyebrows. Like, I don't fill in my eyebrows, and I kind of like forgot that I don't. So then like I told her, like, I was like, oh, just like, you know, normal. So then like when she did them, they were like,
here?
No, keep going.
Okay.
The next street. Like after the train tracks. Mm-hmm. It was like way too dark, and so I had to like take that off. But it wasn't her fault. Like, I talked to her, and she was like, oh yeah, no problem. Just like, you know, run a Q-tip or whatever. But otherwise, like, mine went really great. But then I had to leave to go do my hair. So Julia, how was your makeup experience since I wasn't there?
I'd say my makeup experience was like pretty good. It felt similar to last time, and I feel like because like she had already done my makeup, she kind of like knew like what I liked and what I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
I thought what was really funny was that when you were talking about like the eyelashes you were getting done,
yeah,
when she did my eyelashes, she just like held some up for me. She was like, oh, you have to. I was like, let's do it.
That's nice.
It felt like
She knew your face.
Yeah, like, I felt like she knew me. Like, she knew what, like, looked good on me. She knew, like, what, like, wouldn't look good on me.
Yeah. I will say, I loved both of your looks, but this year, I think it worked better with your face. Mm-hmm. But last year, I don't think it was bad. I think it just worked even better this time.
Yeah, I think this year, it was much, like, I don't know. I feel like it just, like, worked with the dress better. I was much more planned with, like, the look I wanted. Like, I knew, like, what, like, eye look I wanted, what, like, face look I wanted, you know?
The one with the big flag. We're at his house now. I'm gonna text him in a second. Yeah, so then I did my own hair. I like curled it and it went really well. I just hairsprayed it and I was like set. Do you want to talk about your hair appointment while I text him that we are here?
Sure. So my hair appointment was, oh, his driveway is so weird. Okay. The hair appointment was it was good. I got it done and it was for 12:30, so I got there at 12 because I was like, oh crap, I want to see if I can go hang out with Kira before like, before she has to leave to get, like, do her hair.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, let's go. We went early. We got, like, taken in, like, 10 minutes early, and it was really good so far. And then she, like, low-key, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bit offended because I get into, like, the appointment, and she's like, oh, good thing you already came with your hair dirty. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I literally took a shower last night. And I could tell.
That was actually hilarious.
And she could, like, tell that I was a little bit offended, and she was like, oh, but it's perfect for styling. I was like, yeah, it better be. Like,
that is so funny.
Like, I'm not gonna tip you, girl. Already, like, what is this?
You already came with your hair dirty.
And I was like, shut up.
Nice. It looks great, though.
Thank you.
She got this, like, nice updo thing. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, she put in, she spent, like, 20 minutes just, like, putting in more and more bobby pins, which I was, like, low-key. It was like a pain in the butt to take out at the end of the night because I got home at like 12 and I had to like just like
take out every bobby pin.
Yeah, but besides that, it was a pretty fun experience.
That's awesome and perfect timing because here
it's Daniel.
Hello.
Say hi.
Hi.
So this is Daniel. If you haven't listened to that one episode that he was on where we talked about movies, this is who he is. Okay, awesome. So, Daniel, we were just talking about, like, hair and makeup for senior prom, which I thought was a good idea because, you know, you weren't involved in that. So now,
okay.
What was your getting ready experience like?
I got my suit, like, half an hour before I had to leave. And then I put it on. And then I tried to put gel on my hair, but it didn't work because my hair is really curly. And then that was, like, basically it. I don't know. I just, like, put my suit on.
Exactly.
And I got the corsage from the fridge.
Oh, right. Actually, my mom went and got that while I was getting my makeup done, so I did not do that.
I almost forgot it. For junior prom, I almost forgot it.
Okay, great.
But I didn't, so.
Okay, well, that was our getting ready. So then, like, pictures. We had pictures after that. Daniel and I had a very, like, complicated picture situation. First, we met at Daniel's grandparents' house, who live pretty close to me, and we took pictures there. Then we drove to our friend Sydney's house, who you also would know if you listened to that movie episode, and we took pictures there. And then we went to our other friend's house, and then one more person's house, because we were, like, getting a car from there. I mean, not, like, getting our, like, they were picking us up from there. I know you didn't really like.
Yeah, my pictures beforehand were a little weird because they were at this one person's house who doesn't like me, so I couldn't go. So basically, I ended up doing a photo shoot with my mom in the front yard. We got a bunch of really cool selfies that I posted. And as Kira said, the first picture I posted on Instagram looked like a 1950s movie star, and that was like low key the vibe I was going for. So I was very happy with that. But yeah, that was kind of my senior prom pictures. My junior prom were much more interesting. Do we want to talk about that now or later?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
So let's just first, okay. So then we got to prom and it was like, you know, it was whatever. It was at this very nice, beautiful venue. But now I want to do some, okay. So we have a few things that we're going to like share our opinions on, of different aspects of the prom.
Can we start with the music first? Because it sucked.
Okay, go ahead.
I did not like the music at all. I feel like, I don't know. I know that it was, like, based on, like, suggestions, so, like, I can't, like, criticize the DJ too badly, but, like, the suggestions were awful. Like, yeah, I did not like them at all.
Daniel, do you want to...
Are we talking about senior or junior?
Senior.
Senior, I actually felt, like, the exact opposite. I liked it a lot. Because I was literally the one who made the suggestions.
Daniel made the playlist.
I'm a class officer for my school, so we like kind of arranged a lot of it, and then we had like a meeting with the DJ like before, like 2 weeks before, and then I put like 40 songs on the queue, and he played like most of them. So sorry, Julia.
It's okay. It wasn't my senior prom.
We didn't play any Kid Politics.
That was Kid Politics.
That was, you know what, that, if you
that
had
was why
Kid
it
Politics,
was
yeah, it would have been so much.
We almost suggested Kid Politics. We almost like requested that they play Kid Politics, but like,
we didn't. It was so depressing.
Yeah, anyway.
I genuinely, like, if I knew the music, I would have liked it, but I didn't know any of the songs, so I didn't know how to dance for it. That was my big issue.
I had mixed opinions. I thought that...
I liked Senior better than junior.
Yeah, me too. I thought the songs were good, but the transitions were really weird, in my opinion.
For both of the proms, they never played the beat drop. Like, they would always, like, cue some, like, random, like, thing, and I couldn't stand that. That was, like, my one big issue with the music.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I definitely liked the whole, like, dancing situation at senior prom more. I feel like it was just more like, you know, we were getting food, and when we got food, they, like, played, you know, nice, calm, chill music. Not
that,
like,
was good. Yeah, they matched the vibes of, yes, like, what was happening.
Yeah, they matched what was happening, which was, like, really good. We'll get to what they did at Junior in a little bit. next, let's talk about, like, the food.
I thought the food was pretty good. I think, I wish they had, like, I like the food better at Junior. I wish they had, like, better options, I guess.
I feel like they had a lot of options.
Like, they had very good options.
They had, like, really weird fancy stuff, but then they also had, like, chicken nuggets.
Yeah, that, like, threw me off, but, like, it was a good balance, you know?
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
What do you think?
See, I liked Senior better because, they had, like, a lot of simple stuff, like chicken nuggets and fries and, like, rice. And green beans, which was basically my whole meal, except I wasn't that hungry, so I didn't eat my chicken tender, and I just had, like, rice, and that was it. But
rice.
Then at Junior, there was, like, all this, like, weird, fancy stuff that I, like, didn't know the name of.
I mean, I guess we're kind of talking about both right now, so, like,
and,
yeah, it's fine.
I don't really, like, I don't, yeah, I just wasn't really vibing with it.
Yeah, okay, I guess we'll just, like, cover both right now, I guess.
We can, like, compare them.
Okay, yeah, so for Junior, the food, like, I got a little bit annoyed because I thought it was, like, just fancy stuff because it was, like, at Senior, you can kind of walk around and get it was a buffet for both of them. And for Senior, you can kind of walk around and get what you want. But for Junior, it was, like, a line. Like,
yeah, that was kind of
like
weird.
Like when you're in a factory, when they, like, it's, like, a conveyor belt. Like, that's what it felt like. And all the fancy stuff was first, and then at the end, they had, like, chicken nuggets. So I, like, got all this, like, weird fancy stuff. And then
I tried squid.
I mean, it was good, but
no. When I, like, the,
like, that thing of, like, the little, like, I thought it was, like, octopus. I don't
know. Like, one of, like, the security, like, officers was like, you should try this. It's good. I was like, okay. I, like, got bullied into it. And I was like, you know what? That's not bad.
I will say, I didn't have an allergic reaction. And so that's.
You did?
I didn't.
Oh.
So that's an automatic, that's an automatic 5 stars for me. I didn't eat dessert either. I had fruit. I mean, that's dessert, but.
I had this one dessert, and it was really disgusting.
What was it?
It was, like, a spongy thing. And I only got it because it was shaped very strangely.
Ew.
Interesting. And then, like, since we're doing both, whatever. Music at Junior Prom, I was not a fan of. It was very bar mitzvah.
I loved it.
For of course.
Of course I did.
The duality.
I think it was good, because it was very much, like, dance music that I could, like, vibe with and that, like, I knew, you know?
Like 12-year-old dance music.
I know, that's
like,
why it was
Cotton Eye Joe.
I requested Cotton Eye Joe. I went up with one of my friends, and she was like, will you come up with me if I request it? I said, like, heck yeah. So I didn't say heck though. And then we went up and then we requested it. And then they played it like 5 minutes later, and it was the coolest thing ever.
No. Junior Prom, they had some good songs, but then they would also we would be like eating food and they would be playing like Super Bass or like Starships.
Yeah, that was
and I'd be like,
off.
Why are you playing this when we are trying to eat our food? And then
yeah, it was so
like I didn't want to eat.
Also, sometimes play like so they would sometimes play like remixes of songs, and they also did it at Senior too, where they would. But like at Junior, they would remix songs that were already like dance songs, and it would make them even more electronic. And I was like, what is?
I was not vibing with it.
Two things. One, Lloyd, at Junior, Dana and I were, like, trying to have a conversation at the table, and we could not because the music was so
loud. And we
were
sitting far away from the speakers.
We were,
like there
the
was
corner.
This one table that was sitting right next to it, and I felt so bad for them because they probably, like, yeah. It would have been really hard.
Nothing against the DJ. Like, they were fine. It was, like, one of our, like, classmates'
oh my God,
cousins.
Can we tell? No, hold on. It was, like, it's, like, the our class president's, like...
Our, like, secretary.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
But he
listens to the podcast, so I hope he hears this.
But it was so funny because I heard that he like signed a contract with the cousin, and then the school couldn't get out of it, so then they had to.
That happened with our semi last year too. He like paid like $800 for the. Well, I don't know if that's a lot actually. He spent like a lot of our budget on the DJ, and the DJ like wasn't good. But anyway,
last year was so funny that we had a bumble machine.
We did have a bumble machine. But then the second thing I was gonna say about the music. This was like really random, but they kept like really slowly raising the pitch, like raising the key that the song was playing, and just made it like so uncomfortable. I didn't like it. That's it.
I didn't even notice because I don't have a good music ear.
Moving on.
Sam, so, like, did you notice the pitch too?
Well, no, but Kira kept saying it like over and over.
It was so annoying.
I didn't really care, but
whatever. Sorry. I'm just so musically talented. Okay, and like schedule.
What?
Like, what?
there is a person with another person riding a motorcycle like really slowly.
Like staring at the trees. Anyway, so like schedule, what did you think of like how they scheduled everything?
They had them like right after each other, like that schedule wise I kind of hated.
Oh yeah.
But like the actual schedule of the events, I don't know, I feel like senior prom was done pretty well. That's what like I was it was spaced say. Out really well. We had like the first hour of like a cocktail hour, which was cool. Sadly, there were no actual cocktails. I just got a bunch of,
Oh my god, I ate so many pigs of like it.
I didn't even know they had those there. I just drank a lot of,
Chili Tum.
Yeah, that's what they're called. I was gonna say it's Sprites with cranberries, but it's not even cranberries. But it was really, really good.
I like senior prom a lot better. I felt like whenever like I wanted something to happen, it happened. It was like, okay, now time for time to eat. I'm like, oh, perfect, whatever. Mm-hmm. For junior, like, everyone left before dessert, because it was, dessert was at like 10, and the prom ended at 10:30. And
the DJ kept like coming onto the dance floor and just like screaming like it's like, time for
no, that's the party motivator.
Yeah, the party motivator. I'm so sorry. He was like so out of it. He like didn't know any of the songs, so he would just yell, "Put your hands up, like hands up!" And like, "Where are all the junior girls at?" Which was very weird.
That was very weird. And then he was like, "Where are my TikTokers?"
Yeah, he was like, "Who here is a TikToker?"
And then some song from like 2001 would come on, and he'd be like, "Uh oh."
And he kept like. He kept recording for his like Instagram story.
Oh yeah, he was like this is for the gram.
No,
everyone
he was
screamed.
Taking pictures on his actual camera roll. Like not even for like social media. I was like, why like, are you like are you trying to keep this for later? Like bro.
I thought he was doing it for like our like class Instagram page or something. But like I looked over and it was like his phone. Like I thought he was gonna do it for like us or something. Like no, that was like completely for his benefit.
He just wants to remember this night of fun.
Just for him. So yeah, I think why was senior overall like so much better than junior?
I like junior better because I like the dancing more.
Well, bro, I hated the dancing.
I genuinely think it's because I was just having more fun at junior. Like I think if I like enjoyed senior a lot more, like just in general, like I would have had more fun.
I feel like junior prom music was like 40% rap songs that I didn't know, 50%. Yeah, or like not like rap songs, but just like weird, or just like songs that didn't have words, just like beats. Then 50% like, no, I don't know the percentages. Then a lot of like really weird like old songs that like somebody requested. They played like 10 seconds of like American Pie. It was very weird.
That was good though. I was taking.
But it was like 10 seconds. Like
I was at the photo booth when that was happening, so I was like singing along with it. People were like, "What the heck?" And I was like, "It's a good song."
Okay, and then what was I gonna say?
Great shout out. That was one of my Tune Tuesdays last year.
American Pie.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't remember that. And I forgot what I was gonna say. That other thing was so. Anyway.
What do you think of the photo booth?
It was fun. I liked both of the photo booths. Daniel and I went to the junior one, like, first.
Yeah, we were the first.
I was looking through it, and I saw that you guys were the first one, and I was like, oh, look at that.
We were like, let's do it now. And I wore a
Viking hat.
He did wear a Viking hat. I'll post pictures from prom later on acomb.podcast.
Check your email. We got all the digital copies.
I know. He sent me the picture of me in the photo booth.
Kira.
Oh, my God. I cannot say that. We're going to bleep that out. I don't know what I was thinking. Okay, and then, so do you have any, like, stories from prom that you want to share?
Fun stories? I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I like the photo booth a lot. I got pictures with my favorite teacher. I got selfies. Me and my other friend got selfies with her. That was fun.
Oh, interesting. Oh my god, there's this teacher that all the boys in my grade, like, are weirdly obsessed with, and she kind of, plays into it and is really obsessed with them too.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Oh yeah, it's pretty obvious. And somebody posted on their story like, if my prom date posted a picture with Miss Blank, I think I would kill myself. Because they were all taking pictures with her and like posting them. Who is this? Someone's crossing the street. She's having a good time. So yeah, that was kind of weird. Somebody got punched at senior prom.
Did they?
Oh yeah.
Was there like a fight or did somebody like accidentally get hit?
No.
It was like in the middle.
Oh wait, what do you mean? Like, spell the story.
Well, okay, two of my friends, so one friend, punched the other friend, and then the other friend, left in the middle of the prom.
The one who got punched?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
And I like, I don't know. Yeah, that's basically it. But it was kind of, like, random, and I was like, what the heck?
I will say, at both proms, there were so many people there that I did not know.
Yeah, I was, like, looking left and right, and they're just like, you're not from our school, or, like, maybe you're from our school, but, like, I've never seen you before.
I ran into, like, so many people, like, at, like, the junior prom and, like, the after party that, like, I just haven't seen in, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was like the weirdest thing.
There was this kid that hadn't been here since middle school.
Yeah. Like, for senior, like, I expected to not know people because, like, that's not my grade.
Right.
But then for junior, like, we have very small grades. There's, like, 180 of us. So, like, yeah, we're not used to not knowing people. So, I was like, is this what it feels like to go to, like, a normal size school?
I think our whole school is, like, 700 kids. Like, it's really not that bad. Like, yeah, including the middle school, even.
No, that doesn't make sense. 700? No. It's more than that.
Okay,
That's seven grades.
Yeah, I forgot how to do that. I think that, like, I don't know. It's such a small school, so it was just, like, a really weird, like... I was just, like, weird.
Because a lot of people brought, like, out-of-town people, and,
Yeah, that was weird.
I tried to, like, talk to them, and they, like, weren't really into it.
Yeah, me too. I tried to talk to this one person who was, like, my friend's boyfriend, and they literally just, like, would not look at me, and I was like, oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Nice.
We were, like, talking, they were just, like, staring at the floor. I was like, okay, I'm gonna leave now.
Okay, and then after proms, what did we do?
After senior prom, I went home. What'd you do?
I went to this girl's house who I didn't even follow on Instagram until, like, last night. Like, that's just, like, my bad. But I went to her house with Daniel and some other
Cindy and Christian?
No, they didn't go because they were tired or something.
Well, Christian was gonna go, and then he was like, wait. And I was like, what? And he was like, never mind. And then he texted me, like, 2 minutes later, and he was like, I'm feeling a little pooped, so I'm, like, not gonna go. And I was like...
Yeah. We went, we just, like, hung out.
We ate popcorn, and I drank an Izzy, which is, like, a really good soda that I get from Costco.
I, like, almost fell asleep. I was very tired. But then, oh my god, the next day was, like, the worst, because we got home at, like, 2 a.m., but then we needed to go to school, because, like, in order to go to junior prom, you need to, like...
It's like
be
a
there for
function.
Half. You need to like be in school that day, so you need to be there for at least half a day. So we had to go to school. Whether like nobody was there, like no seniors were there except for like Daniel and like who are going to junior prom. I want to hear about that experience in a second, but like, so it was like we didn't do anything at any of the classes, and we were just sitting there, and I was so tired because I got like 4 hours of sleep, and then I went home and like took a nap before I got ready for junior prom.
Like so like tired that I literally went to my physics class, and I just like kind of like. Went to the bathroom for like 20 minutes, just like kind of like leaned against the wall, just like called the flight like, light.
Just hung out.
And I went back, and my teacher was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm like chilling." And she put her arm around me, and I was like, okay.
"Oh, okay."
Yeah, it was fun though. She's nice.
Well, first period, like even before school, me and my friend, am I allowed to say his name?
First, if you want to, yeah.
Me and my friend Diego,
it's me,
were like the only people in our gym class of like 20 people. And before school, he texted me. He's like, bro, I can't do this. Like, I literally almost fell asleep when I was in the shower. And then, like, we got there, and then we were, like, we went to, like, this fitness center for gym, and I literally just, like, laid on the floor for the whole time. And then next period, I was with, like, two other people. And the next period, I was just...
Well, they will specify that the people that you were with were juniors.
Yeah, well, the only two people in my math class next period were juniors.
How many people are usually in your math class?
Like, 18.
Damn.
I don't know. And then next period, there was just one person in my class.
So,
yeah, it was, like, it was so
Yeah,
strange.
I felt bad that you went to go. Oh, I forgot to mention our pre-prom assembly, where they, it was...
I owe somebody $10 because of that.
Explain.
So, I bet my friend $10 that it was gonna be, cause like last year's prom assembly was like this, like woman like talking about like how like she lost her son in a car crash because of drunk driving, I think. So I was like,
sister.
Yeah, her sister. So I turned around, I turned around and I was like, hey, like I'll give you $10 if this is like a somebody who like lost like their kid.
Why would you say that you would give them $10? You should
ask
for $10.
I was like, yo, no, like $10.
You were so stupid.
I was like, you know, like $10. This is like somebody who's like. Kid died in a car crash.
That means they're supposed to give you $10.
Yeah, but like I don't know, I did the wrong thing. Whatever I said, I was wrong because the person had like knew people who had died in a car crash, but it wasn't because it wasn't their like children.
Oh,
I owe them $10
okay.
now, and he's been reminding me every single day since. Like I just get a text and I'm like, hey, I didn't get my money yet, and it's in his phone now. So like,
right.
There's like a thing called like people who owe me. I'm the only name there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they talked about prom for like a solid 10 minutes, and then it was just like an hour and a half of a guy who had like the craziest life I've like. Ever heard. Like he was like I want to like expose his entire life, but like He was just like a drug addict, like, and then he drove off a cliff, and then he like got arrested at his grandparents' house or something. It was just very.
And people wanted to kill him.
Who wanted to kill him again?
People like broke into his house with.
Oh my god! Right. Yeah. There was so much going on because he had like a childhood friend whose dad was like a crack addict or something.
And then his friend like died on the way to his house to get drugs.
Oh my god!
This is not even like half of it.
It was so weird. It was such a long assembly. I was so tired and like.
And then he went to jail like 3 times.
And I was like low-key confused. I was like, how is this related to prom?
And then he went to rehab and then got offered a job at the rehab place. Really something like that, right? Like, yeah. Oh my god, this guy was living life. I was tired. I was like braiding my sweatshirt strings.
At first, I was bored. I was bored during the assembly, but then I was like listening to his story, and I was like, oh my god, like how is this even possible? Like how, like, and then he just kept like I was like, okay, this must be it. And then he would just say another like terrible thing that he did.
I was like,
oh my god. I got arrested in front of my grandma, and I didn't even care. I was like, oh my god, man.
So, and then, like, our principal was, like, giving the rules, and he was like, no bringing your own water bottles. He's like, don't bring water. They'll have water. It's a restaurant.
And we're like, oh, ha, ha, you're so cool.
And then, so that was Thursday, and then the Friday is, like, senior ditch day, or so seniors don't come to school, and he was like, so, you know, you'll have prom tonight, and then you'll come to school tomorrow. Like, fully acknowledging that nobody was going to be there. Oh my god, what just happened? This girl just tripped over a rock.
That is so funny.
Gotta love, I almost said the name of the town. Gotta love driving through the streets of our town.
Yeah.
Okay, so then after junior prom was the craziest.
This kid who paid his cousin to be the DJ was like advertising a party that he was gonna have for two months.
2 months?
For a long time. In like April, I remember him being like, guys,
imagine if
after
it got shut down in like
10 minutes.
Yeah, that would be
okay,
so
do you wanna hear the funniest thing? So the next day I had my sister's birthday party, and my mom happens to be childhood best friends with the mayor.
Oh my god.
And so I was talking to her about the party, and this kid had been going around telling everybody, yo, I bribed the cops not to bust the party. And you know, the cops did bust the party, but it was a couple hours after. So I went to her and I was like, yo, did like some kid like actually bribe the cops? Just cause like I was curious if like somebody attempted to, at least, you know?
Yeah.
And cause the story was that somebody brought a box of donuts to the cops and was like, yo, don't bust this party. And I was kinda like,
how would that persuade them? I don't know, but I think they'd want to.
If I was a cop, like, I would want to go bust the party because of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was kind
of
funny.
Well, then you're telling
me.
I know.
Okay. First of all, donuts is not enough of an offer to, like, not bust the party. Second of all, by giving the cops donuts, you are alerting the cops that there will be a party that they might not even know of before.
I know. Yeah. He also doesn't live in, like, the middle of town. He's, like, on, like, the border. Like, he's, like, so not...
He's on the border of another town.
Yeah, like, they would not, like, know if nobody... He also, like, no, he bribed his neighbors. Is that what you're thinking of?
No, I heard that...
I'll tell you the name after.
He sent another kid to go bribe the cops. Like, I swear to God, I would tell you the name of the kid after this. But, like, and I know he bribed the neighbors because my brother was at the kid across the street's house for a sleepover that night.
And they came over?
No, because my mom was talking to, like, the dad of, like, the kid he was staying with, and he was like, oh, yeah, there's this big party across the street. They already told us, and they gave us... And they were like, sorry if, like, it's disturbing, but, like, please don't call the cops.
Bro.
Like, okay.
The thing about this party was, like, at our school, I feel like there aren't, like, huge school parties, like with like everyone there.
I think it was like the first that,
but
like,
this was, but this
at.
Was like at first he was like, oh yeah, no invite only, and then he was like
it kind of got a little bit too crazy,
and so there were like so many people there. it was supposed to be like just like juniors and like people who were at junior prom, but then somebody posted like, yo, like open house at this address, and this kid like runs across the yard, he's like, where is this kid, like, you know, where is he, like screaming. I thought he like broke the roof or something, like I thought someone was dying. He was so mad, and I was like hysterical after.
But no one else could, like nothing even happened.
I know. It was also, like, all in the backyard, and the bathroom was inside, so, like, there was always a line for the bathroom.
I got kicked out of the bathroom. I was washing my hands, right? And this was at, like, 12:30, or, like, 1 maybe, and these, like, two girls come running in the bathroom, and one of them is, like, screaming, crying, but, like, she's not crying, she's just, like, pretending to, I guess. She was like, get out of the bathroom! I was like, yeah, just let me, like, grab my bag. So I'm, like, going to get the bag, and she's like, you need to get out now! Some boy just kissed me, and he has a girlfriend! I was like,
what?
Wait,
what?
I think I might know who it was.
I'll tell you after. I was like, okay. I was like, oh my god. I was like, yeah, just let me, like, get my drink, my bag, like, let me leave, please. And then I get out, and then there's this kid on the couch with his girlfriend, and he's like, who was that? And I tell him, and he's like, oh yeah, okay. I was like, I don't know what just, like, I was just trying to wash my hands, and these people just were, like, verbally assaulting me. I was like, this is your problem. Like, I don't want to deal with this.
And then after, I live, like, a block away from this kid, so I walked home, and, like, I saw, I passed the cop car, like, that was, like, going to the house. Also, as we were leaving, like, someone, like, said the cops were there, so then everyone, like, was like, oh, no, but, like, there were no cops there, so everyone was just screaming for no reason.
No, I heard that there were cops there, so I turned and I grabbed my friend and her boyfriend, and we bolted to his house, and then on the way there, you called me, and you're like, oh, there's a cop on the way. I was like, oh, crap. And then we, oh, can I say that?
You already said
it. So then we, so then, like, we were already, like, gone at that point.
Good. Well, anyway. So yeah, are there any other stories, like, from anything?
Do you want to talk about the prom house?
Oh, right. Daniel and I went to the beach. We went to Christian's grandma's beach house, which is, like, we can make it sound like it was such a crazy experience, but it was, like, in, like, a like, 55 and older development.
It was in, like, this, it was in and it was in this,
no,
like,
you can't say that, Daniel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're gonna bleep that out.
It was in a place, and it was at, like, a retirement center, and it was, like, mostly meant for old people, and then we went to, like, the indoor pool, and there was nobody there, and there were all these, like, pool noodles and pool weights, and then on the wall, there was this thing called, like, the
mermaid
workout, and it was, like, all this, like, water exercise tips, and
that kind
of
sounds awesome.
It was
pretty awesome.
We spent, like, we only spent, like, what, like, an hour and a half or something at the beach, because it started, like, thundering.
Oh, that's
and we were, like, in the water, and, like, I was like, get out, like, whatever. So then we, like, left. But it was like, fun. The house was really nice, and we, like, got food and all that. It was, like, I was so tired, though. I fell asleep in, like, such random places. Like, we were, like, watching Seinfeld, and I fell asleep on the couch, and then they woke me up and, like, we're going to dinner. I'm like, no. Like, no, we're not.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Did you do anything fun over the weekend?
I had my sister's birthday party.
Oh, right. They got this big, like, inflatable water slide.
It was really cool. I only went down it, like, 3 times because the kids forced me to, but because it was, like, really cold.
Nice.
Other than that, I had a pretty good weekend. You know, it was chill. It was fine.
That's great. Well, I think that's about it. The next few weeks episodes are going to be kind of weird because Julia's, like, going to this college program thing. So we're going to, a lot of pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Some with just me. It's gonna be a good time.
Maybe I'll be in the next few. I don't know.
Maybe you'll see her. We'll see. Maybe you'll see her. Maybe you just never will again. Like,
you'll
knows?
Probably hear from me in like a month, honestly.
Anyway, Daniel, thanks for joining us.
You're yes. welcome.
Thanks, bestie.
Yeah.
Anyway, Julia, if people enjoyed this episode, where can they keep up with us?
Oh my gosh, that's such a good question, Kira. They can follow our social medias. Our Instagram and TikTok is at acoam.podcast, and our Twitter is at acoam_podcast. They can follow us there to keep up and hear if I'm going to be in any more episodes at all.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week on A Coming of Age Movie.